We're having the same tough kufan on aleph sif hay. So also the ibrios l'chab is big day. However, the chachamim b'shavuah zeh, it's prohibited for Jewish women, which was men also, but it was more common with the women, to wash the clothing of non-Jewish people during this week. So the mishabura sifkat membeis l'chab is big day ho'aku. Now, look up the Medina Shore. Mikra dinner, the basic dinner, actually, that it would be permitted. So, based on the halacha, why? Tivol Shur Shechalba. In Shur Shechalba, you're not allowed to do laundry. Right? So, but based on the halacha of the Gemara, you'd be allowed to do laundry for a non Jew. How, why? But if you no, why is that? Sharei. And is a kibbutz mishum dosim mimalacha. Kibbutz isn't also because you can't do work that week, because you're allowed to do work that week. Ella, why is it usher? So the person is busy washing his clothing. So even though when a person is washing his clothing, so he's in the mindset, he's busy taking care of his personal needs, you know, that should look nice, presentable. So that creates an element of simcha and it lacks in the more element of mourning. So, but it doesn't. It's only talking about if you're washing for yourself. If you're doing it for a goy, so you don't feel any simcha, and it's not a chasorin in showing avelus. But say, well, you're showing avelus, you're busy trying to make fancy clothing. Well, no, I'm not making for the goy. What do I have out of that? Filochi is also if they marasa ayin, but they are the. It's also because of Marasai and Shen Nikr Shahim Shalakum. So now that this much is true, we're assuming that the to do for other Jews is also. Why to do for other Jews is also? Because since he said that a person can't wash, he can't ask another, he can't, even though he's not doing the washing, but the element of the simcha of having his clothes being washed and presented to him as being washed is also problematic. So they don't know whether you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for another Jew, you're doing it for a goy. They don't know who you're doing it for. So it's a marasayin issue. Omnam, therefore, the goyish clothing is clearly nicker of akum of the clothing of specific goyish clothing. So yesh lahaka, you can be makel. There's no marasayin, and they know you cook it, you're washing the clothing of a goy, because it looks, it's clearly distinct from the Jewish clothing. Or theoretically, any type of situation where it's obvious that what he's doing is, let's say a person has a cleaners. All right. So, you said the cleaners is smack in the middle of the ballpark, you might have a problem, because people assume that you're doing Jewish clothing. Yeah, but cleaners, why people assume you're doing Jewish. Either they think a person washing them, I think they're doing their own. The cleaners are not doing your own. I don't own all those suits, right? So I'm doing for the neighbor. The neighbor has goyim yidden. Why should someone doing for the yidden? So there wouldn't be an RSI. So the person said that would be mutter. In a case where they wore a different type of clothing. Right, they had distinct clothing. Yeah.
Now, right, here people don't have different clothes.
Right, but the same. But if a person would have, if a Jewish person would own a cleaners, you wouldn't have the Marasai.
No one would stop someone not from giving him the clothes.
So that might that might be a different problem. That's a different problem.
It looked the same.
When the goy comes in and gives me clothing, am I allowed to do that clothing for him? So what's the problem? People will be chashed what? The issue here isn't the issue of he'll chash me that I'll do it for a Jew. Because that's not really, that's the issue of the naiver. That's not, the chashash is the people you're doing it for yourself. When they see the washerwoman down by the river, they don't know whose clothing she's doing. Maybe she's doing her own clothing. Mm-hmm. But over here, it's clearly I'm doing somebody else's clothing, I'm doing my own. Mm-hmm. So then the question is, so now, if I have a Jew coming in, I have a problem with naiver.
That's if I know he's Jewish.
So that's only
not even know.
Right. So My mother shows. The guy is walking wearing a yarmulke,
yeah.
And he's Jewish. Yes. Then he shouldn't be walking in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, and the guy is walking in this time. Now, if I have a guy, which I happen to know, says, what's your name? He says, Katzenella Bogenstein, you know, like, you know. Says,
yeah.
Okay. So then I might have a problem. So, you know, Mr. Katz, maybe you want to come back next week, you know, like. Yeah. Now,
Ve'enlo Malach. So, what's his Ve'enlo?
He doesn't know what to eat. So, Chayev Shariel component. That much that he to get to do the amount that he needs to live on, so he can't keep his business open totally. But to do the amount that he needs to live on is mutter. There is, however, that in the case of Mokum Hefsid, if a friend will lose a customer, right? So, if a friend will lose this week. It's one thing, but he's going to go to the next dry cleaners or the next laundromat or whatever it is and never come back.
Come back.
So that's the place in Ramat. She was, now, so the Shulchan Aruch, remember, he only answers washing clothing the week of Tisha B'Av. The Ramat said, we extend that back to Rosh Chodesh. So what about this Isser of Maris Ayin, that maybe you're doing it for yourself as opposed to for the Goy, and therefore I can't even do the Goyish clothing. Do we send that back to Rosh Chodesh also? So here it's a question of a minute on a minute. Because remember, he said, Mikra, then you're allowed to do for the Goy. It's only also because of Marasayin, which we said it's like a minute to the Aser. So I'm making a Marasayin on a minute because Mikra, then I'm allowed to wash my own clothing during from the Rosh Chodesh off until Shur Shechabah. Mizavli did on the Loin Hegira Mir Rosh Chodesh. We assume that the Ramah did not say anything, which he's been trying to say every single sip. Whenever we say the point of the Minhag Ashkenaz is different, he doesn't say it over here. We assume that we agree with that. And the argument is because it doesn't make sense that we should ask or doing for a goy during a time which even for a Jew really means that it's mutter. So it's Mar Sinai, not a Minhag. Right? So that may not be chutzim mar. That's a chayar. Exactly, but that's not Mikra Din. That's a minig. The din of the Gemara, the Isra of the Gemara is only Shul Shechal.
What's Lo Nehigin Mirus?
But we don't. We're Machmer already from Rosh Chodesh not to wash clothing. That's a chumra which we're Machmer to do. It's not a halacha. It's a minig. It's not Usr based on the din of the Gemara.
It doesn't mean we don't have the minhag not to wash clothes.
But he's saying this iser of doing for a goy doesn't make sense to us in this situation. Even for us, which we don't wash clothing from Rosh Chodesh, we're not knowing this iser of washing for a goy from Rosh Chodesh. That makes sense, you see?
Yes.
Okay, Vav. Kalim Chadoshim, Bein Levon and Bein Tzviim, it's new garments, whether they're white, whether they're colored. Bein shel semer, bein shel pishtin, whether they're made out of wool or linen. Asur lilbush b'shabbos zeh. Shabbos, I mean this week. Over here, we're machmir from Rosh Chodesh. Okay, is that the Mishnah Berurah Mem Daled, Kelim Chadoshim? Umokim shederach lichbush habegadim b'machbesh. In a place where the minhag was that they would press the clothing in a machbesh. Machbesh is like a press. Like you have the presser and the cleaners, so it would give a very very nice, taut, straight, flat type of a presentation. It would come out with no wrinkles. You can have a klal magoyotzim, but sir, mafilu hemishanim. Then, even if they're not new, but since they're maguhots, even if they're yeshanim, even the old ones, it's also. Giyot gives it the same halachic status as if they're chadashim. Mr. Lilbosh Bishwa was when they're also to wear them during that week. Okay. My time in Noga is to be big day Shabbos, a love Shabbos Chazoin. The reason why the Ramah had said the minhag was not to wear it for Shabbos Chazayin, even though you didn't wash it this week, the nature of the giyutz is that it will last for a period of time. So it still is like Kedem Chadoshim, which is a problem. So now the Sharatzin puts out a Memvav. Take a look at the Sharatzin Memvav. Tafilu fima shekosav ramod, the nagel lahachmer b'rashchadish ve'elech. We're machmer from Rashkadish, hanu b'chadashim, or b'meguotzim mamish. That chumra from Rashkadish, either that they're new, or they're meguots, totally, they've just been pressed, etc. Avidei Shabbos are ironed nicely. Avidei Shabbos, shein ha'isa rak mishum shegiutz nikar, it still maintains the pressing, ironing that's been done earlier, prior, weeks before. So then in a minute, gishalubas rak b'shabbos chazayin. So the minute of the Ramah, they don't wear, it's only b'shabbos chazayin. Oim yesh mila b'tishabav. Avol imchal rosh chodesh b'yam shishi b'shabbos. If rosh chodesh of comes out either on Friday or on Shabbos, so the first day of the 9 days is Shabbos, or the second day is Shabbos. So there's two Shabbosos in the 9 days. There's Aleph Av and there's Ches Av, and there's Beis Av and Tes Av, and Tisha B'Av is the actual fasting is on the 10th of Av. So there's two Shabbosos in the 9 days. In that situation, Shabbat Leibshin B'Shabbos Zeh B'Day Shabbos. So the first Shabbos, there's no question, even according to the minhag of the Ramah, they would wear B'Day Shabbos. The only issue was Shabbos Chazon, which even that, Mishnah Berurah brought from the Gra that our minhag is to be make. But even according to the minhag of the Ramah, the first Shabbos of the two Shabbosos is not a problem. Mishnah Chodesh Ve'elich, the Ramah says, we're machron this Mishnah Chodesh Ve'elich. Now, Toma Kedem Chadosh, Mari Shekona Beged Mesukon, So the law is, you buy a new garment, you make a bracha shechiyanu. We don't make a shechiyanu during the 3 weeks because we don't want to say shechiyanu begyanu lazman azeh, baruch Hashem, we're celebrating the rhythm in the 3 weeks, that's not proper. Now, so when you make a shechiyanu, when you buy a new garment, so you have two choices. Either b'shas kaniyah or b'shas, so the law is, you should say b'shas kaniyah. That's the moment of simcha when you buy it. However, if you buy something which still needs to be tailored or to some way has to be corrected and fixed before it can be used, you don't make a shechiyanu because you don't have the simcha yet because it's not ready to use. If you buy it, but it's already been ready to, it's ready to, off the rack, it's ready to wear, so then you make the bracha shechiyanu as soon as you buy it. So the case was, Mishnah Berurah says, the case over here was there's no shechiyanu because you bought it. There's a beggar masuk, and a beggar is already, does not need any tailoring. It's ready to wear already. So then you can make a bracha shechiyanu b'shas kaniyah. Because the halacha is in a case where you don't make b'shas kaniyah because it needs tailoring, then you wait till shas levisha. So here we're saying that we're going to put this garment on, and the Ramah, you can't put a new garment on from Rosh Chodesh. Well, you can't put a new garment on even before Rosh Chodesh, you have a problem with Shechiyanu. You don't make a Shechiyanu during that time. So if it's already been tailored, and the person bought it as a tailored item, ready to wear, and he made a Shechiyanu when he bought it before the 3 weeks started, now his question is, may he wear it? So he said, we don't wear new clothing from the beginning, from Rosh Chodesh. However, if when he bought it, it still needed work, and then the minhag is the way to say the shechiyanu until you put it on, so then you can't put it on even before Rosh Chodesh off, because you have to make a shechiyanu then, which you don't do. Marsha kana begad masukan kamar shehu ubeir shechiyanu b'shas kaniyah. It's if cut memhe. He bought it a bag of which is masukan. It's ready to wear. Kamar shehu as is. It's ready to wear as is. He made the bracha of the shechiyanu when he bought it, but cut him yizayin, but Thomas before she was Thomas. Okay, and this is Rosh Chodesh. There's no problem before Rosh Chodesh. However, the Mishakana Begat Sheinu Masukin, a person buys a garment which is not totally ready to wear. Menotzen Le'uman, he gives it to an Uman, the tailor, Litzvah to sew it for him. Excuse me. The minute we make the Shechiyana at the time of wearing. Probably don't wear it from Shiva Subatamas and onwards because of the Shechiyana Bracha. Okay, now. That which you don't make a Shechiyano during the 3 weeks, there's an opinion that says you make a Shechiyano on Shabbos during the 3 weeks. Now, Ladasim, Akilim, Devashabos, Shebeinim, Mitzorim. What's the word Shechiyano? Current opinion that during the Shabbos, which fall out during the 3 weeks, you may make a Shechiyano. You can't move to Lilbash, Chadoshim, Mishabos, Shebeinim, Mitzorim. So then this halacha is relevant because you could wear it on the Shabbos, which is before Rosh Chodesh Av, you could wear it on Shabbos because you make a Shechiyano when you put it on Shabbos. Av Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech, also fill up a Shabbos. However, from Rosh Chodesh and onwards, even on Shabbos, we don't wear Begadim Chadosh. Okay. Begadim she'enim cheshubim kol kach she'en tzarech levarach alav shechiyano. Begadim which are not significant enough of a purchase that the person would make a shechiyano on them. You're not mechuyav to make a shechiyano on something which you don't feel a simcha when you purchase it. Get menolim chadashim like new shoes, van pilos or socks. Pusim kolos are also socks. Yeah. Different types of socks. The same idea. Okay, it's a bezet. So those you may purchase and wear. So the only thing is because the Begad Chodesh. The Begad Chodesh is an Osir until Rosh Chodesh. And pillows are former socks, like a leggings type of a thing. Okay. By the way, you see from this Mishabura that the reason why we don't make a Shechiyano on shoes is because they're not choshev. If someone said, well, you don't make a Shechiyano because shoes are made from leather, and you know you make a bracha and something's made from, because you had to kill an animal to get it. That's not exactly 100% correct. You would make a Shechiyano on it, it would be choshev enough. So a person buys an expensive, fancy leather, but when one gets a full-length mink coat, right? $10,000 mink coat, a fur coat, right? So you make a Shechiyano on it. What you don't say is you don't say Tibola b'tichadesh. Tibola b'tichadesh means that it should wear out and you should get another one. Because then you're saying we should have to go through the process of killing some more animals to get the other ones. That was a minute not to say Tibola b'tichadesh, because you don't want to say that you're going to have to kill to get that.
So I'm sorry, so fancy leather shoes, you still don't make a Shechiyano on because it's still not considered chashuv?
No, I mean, if a person would get a really, really fancy pair of shoes, which he thinks it really makes a lot of sense, well, he can make a Shechiyano on it.
What was the phrase that you said he doesn't say?
People tell tischadish, right? The phrase tischadish, you should have one. Sure. The full phrase is not tischadish. The full phrase is, the Rambam says, is you said tibola v'tischadish. It should wear out, and you should be zechut to get another new one after that.
The person says it out loud, or should say the
Shechiyah? No. The other people give the person a bracha. You should be zechut to outlive your clothing.
Right.
That you should be zechut that the clothing should go down into the dump, and you should get another pair, mm-hmm. Right? So you should outlive your pants.
Right.
That's basically the bracha, right? So it's interesting bracha. That's the bracha, right? So that nusach we don't say. So there's some people don't say. We don't say that nusach on something which is made up, which is you had to kill an animal to get it. Because then you're saying, well, let's go and kill another one. Even that, the some people say the minigas still do it because you don't. Who's you're going to kill one? Maybe the animal died on its own. You don't have to necessarily kill an animal to make a pair of shoes, right? Or whatever it is.
But don't they? I mean, I don't know the metzias. They use cowhide from cows they're killing anyway for the meat.
Right, so there's possible. So there is such a sheet that the minig did not do. Even that, there's a mechlokes in the minhagim what to do. But there's nothing precluding you from saying a shechiyano, if it's a valuable item. The terrace in general, shoes don't generate that type of simcha in a person, It's a pair of shoes, right? So they don't have, they're not kosher enough that you would make a shechiyana on them.
For those of us with bunions, there's no greater symptom than a comfortable pair of shoes.
I hear, I don't know, maybe you should make a shechiyano, I don't know. They actually, so the Rambam there says, so the minig is to say on shoes, that you tell a person on the shoes, the man telech b'derech toivim, you should go in good paths.
But I'm sorry, what's the expression?
The man telech b'derech toivim, you should go in good, you should, the shoes should take you in good, the good places. That's the minig of the bracha, you tell a person, gets another pair of shoes, you know. There's some people say, the sushtel to the concept really is glasses. The modern version is, you know, you don't tell a person you get another pair of glasses, it means his eyes will get worse. You know, so you tell them, okay, good. Yeah, not what you buy because of the style. But make your reason why you're buying new glasses because your eyes get bad. You know, so you don't tell the person that. So you say you should see good things. That's basically like, you know, the nusach would be you should see good things with them. You know, you should, like same way you want, you should go places with the good places with the shoes. You should see good things with your, you know, that'd be the modern version of that.
The shoes are considered very. Certainly, basic. I mean, maybe
right. The basic.
Shasali called Sarki, some say, is specifically
right. But the point of the chashivas is usually on. You know, the simcha comes when you get something which is
extraordinary.
All right, so that's the mashallah. Nowadays, some people don't make a shechiyana on clothing anyway because they don't feel that simcha. Well, so they then I think still think, unless you're like, you know, quite wealthy, you're buying new clothing all the time, right? But the average person, I think the person gets a new suit. You know, I don't know. I can't talk. I don't know for myself. I make a shechiyano in suits.
You make a shechiyano in suits.
Yeah, I don't get them that often. When
you buy them or when you wear them.
Well, it depends if they need the tailoring or not. Nowadays,
suit needs a tailoring. The cuffs have to be done. I mean, something always has to be done.
Right.
I mean, they don't come cuffed.
But the ma'isa nowadays you have to check it for shatness.
That's another thing.
So the ma'isa I don't make it until they put it on. You know.
I don't know. I never heard. This is the first time in my life I ever heard that to make a shechiyanu other than putting them on. I mean, when do you do it? I mean,
right, cause, well, shechiyanu is not limited to clothing. Shechiyanu could be I decide to purchase.
I buy a new fruit. I make the shechiyanu when I buy it.
You should know that that's not so posh. It's machlokes.
Really?
When the proper time to say shechiyano was on a fruit. Fruits.
So why do we have new fruit on the second of Hashanah? It's not when you.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's not. It's not so posh. When we get there in the cycle, we'll talk about it. That's a mashka. You know, you guys have to stay in the shir for a long time.
So you're making.
No, it's not that far.
It's not Rosh Hashanah.
You're not going back to washing hands in the morning.
that's a raya, the Rosh Hashanah, because there you're making the shechianu. You're using that new fruit to make the shechianu on Kiddush the second night, or the candle lighting, without eating it. So that's a raya.
Well, that's the problem. The two zmanim which are given in Allah are either b'shas kaneir or b'shas achila. You know, when you use it, so that's a big problem. Why we make the shechiyanu on the second night just by having it there? It's not really shas achila yet. So some person saying, "Nechanam, you should eat it right away before hamotzi. Even you should eat it right away after Kiddush because it should be b'shas achila."
That's interesting,
right? Why not someone doing
it? Right. So. But the law of shechiyanu was not limited to dafka to clothing. A person buys new kalim, you know, a keli, not so clothing. You know, person buys a car. He makes a shechiyanu when you buy a car. Either it's having made to a shechiyanu. If it's
so,
a,
when you do, when you sign the papers,
when the
usually you're buying it together with the bank. A lot of times, not always, but a lot of times.
So it depends on what the arrangement is with the bank.
Well, the bank has most of it in the beginning. At the end, they don't have any of it.
Well, some ways the arrangement is that you own it and the bank has a lien in it. Some arrangement is but that's a shibud, so it means it's yours totally, but the bank has a lien in it. Mm. If it's a pshat, is that you own it, you know, it depends, you know, I don't know, but by houses, when you purchase, you know, real property, the different states have it set up differently. Some have it that the bank actually owns it. And some have that you're the owner. The title is in your name. You're the owner, but the bank has a lien in it, so it's yours. So a person buys a car which has been used by multiple people. You make a tov hametiv because there's multiple people using it. person buys a personal carpet only he'll be using, she makes a shechiyanu at the moment of kinyan. The moment of kinyan patches is when you drive it, the shear is a machine. The kesser is not cut in metaltlin. Car is metaltlin. So the shear is when you drive it. It's like mashicha. Mashicha is you move it one
car length
forward. So I told somebody, I said, you know, take it off the lot. You know, take it, pull it out. You move the car length. Stop. Make the bracha shechiyanu and continue driving. That's the right time to make the. So you don't, because that at the moment you buy. That's the moment of kinyan, right? So theoretically,
you don't have to do hagbah.
You know, listen. You know, some people. You know, that might be easier. But let's say you have something. A person buys an expensive type of a gold or silver type of a kli. So you take it, pick up the store. You're not using it yet. You're not going to be using it until you get home and, you know, put it, you know, the condo. The person buys, you know, sides for their 50th anniversary. They buys this very, very nice thing. For, you know, not going to use it until they get home. But the kinyan is in the store. You make a shechiyanu in the store. The time of the simple. This time of kinyan. There's nothing left to do. It's done. Excuse me.
But with that nice object, if you had to toil it, you'd wait till after you toiled?
No. See, the difference is that the tikkun is almost, but it can't, I don't know what's the law on that. That's a mitzvah of tefillah, ma'aseh chazal asur, you can't use it beforehand. That's probably true. Once chazal asur, you can't use it beforehand, so it's missing a tikkun. That's true. Yesh Armin, Shaosu the Sakin Begotim Chadoshim, and Midolim Chadoshim Beshabazeb. Some say you can't work on making new clothing or making new shoes during that week. Yesh the Hakim Zem, Mirash Chardish. So some say Beshabazeb means that week. But he says that the Mechab himself says you should be Machmer ready from the beginning, from Mirash Chardish. You can't buy new items during that week. So we can't wear them, we can't buy them. A tailor can't be making new garments for somebody else. Which is, I'm not sure what he's, that's what the Mechaber said. Also the Sakim got him Chadoshim. Okay. Whether you're doing it for pay or not. With the minig is to be makel on it. So the Mishabur says that if they gave it to the tailor before Rosh Chodesh, he's allowed to continue to work afterwards. However, alam yidu mafurshim shemalacha shel ena yehudi yeshori. If the it's obviously people that the work you're doing is for, it's, you know, it's clearly a non-Jewish garment, or everybody knows that so and so is working on. So the king's wardrobe, you know, whatever it is, it's for any Yehudi, it's mutter. V'chein noga losis le'umnim einam Yehudim, l'sakin kenam chadoshim, s'toich z'man zeh, k'e she'im u'chodim l'achar tanish. You may give to non-Jewish tailors after Rosh Chodesh garments which need to have work done, and they'll work on it during that time, and this way you'll be able to get it back after Tisha B'Av. But generally, we should refrain from it because it's a form of business. Generally, we try and limit our business dealings. So that's a form of business also. Okay. Pesach the Mishnah Berurah Mem Vav. Shosu l'saken, but some are also lasses because of chadash. You can't make new clothing during that time. Chenan pilos shekaren zokin, also larig socks, which are called socks, zokin is socks. Also, Larry, you can't. They would weave them. You can't weave them either. Sarkhan Suin, person's getting married shortly after Tisha B'Av, and he needs to prepare clothing. Mishen la'ishu bonim motu lasos bebegadim chadashim. Person who's never been married before doesn't have children, so there's a mitzvah involved over here. Puruvu. So the tzarach mitzvah. He's getting married. There's a mitzvah involved. It's called tzarach mitzvah. So he's going to the marriage. He needs clothing, so he can make begadim chadashim. We said we can actually even get married then. So therefore, so if this is what he needs to be able to, so we don't do that. But at least whatever facilitates, we're going to allow you to do. And even if the Goyish worker is working for you on Tisha B'Av itself, that's also fine. Within the Asa L'Lobshan. So you can't make new shoes and you can't put on new shoes. So the Parshim do say, however, that the one exception to that is the Tisha B'Av shoes. The person wants to buy a pair of Tisha B'Av shoes. Put them on, so he's allowed to do that. The tzarich of the having shoes, something to wear for the tainus. Assuming those shoes aren't very fancy, that would be the assumption.
Fancy non-leather shoes.
I mean, they have those nowadays. You know, my shoes are now totally non-leather. They're guaranteed vegan, so I can wear them at Tisha B'Av, and they're not cheap.
That's a Marisayan.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe people who are running shoes b'chlal, or maybe they're made for people which are a little bit weird anyway. So, to wear them all day, for sure, in the middle of the winter. Rish Chodesh, Yerushalmi Isa, Bubla Kamam Sifches. Then Higashol Mishti Amra Mirav Rish Chodesh Off. We're going to bring in the next sif a minute from the Yerushalmi that we're not even. Mishti Amra, once Rosh Chodesh Av comes. Excuse me. So, what is that? That's a minute. Shami says that the Evan Shasia, which is the foundation stone, which is the foundation where the urn sat, so was affected during the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. So, Shasia means foundation. Shasi also means the foundation, and a loom, when you set up the threads which go onto the loom, which you then weave through them, those stones are called the shasi because they're the foundation. Right? I mentioned that I did before, that the shasi is the foundation threads, and orev are the ones that you weave, you mix through them, your lazan taruvis. That's the shasi of orev, that's where shasi of orev comes from. So Yerushalmi says that since the Evan Shasiya was impacted during the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, so we don't set up shasi. We don't set up a shasi on the loom during this period of time from Rosh Chodesh Av. So Yerushalmi says Nahigishal Mishti Amr. We don't set up the wool, means you don't set up the threads on the loom during this time. So the Mishabur v'chol tikun begodim havi b'chal zed the shasiya havi tchilas malacha. It means any step of the process of making garments. The first step is you have to make a little material. So you're not setting up the chassis. You're not weaving the material. You're not making material. You're not cutting it to size. You're not sewing it together. You're not doing any step of the process of making garments. That's all included in the minhag that Yerushalmi mentions.
That's all based on the fact that the word similarity.
The word similarity, yeah. So the Evan Shasiya. So who didn't also look noisen? So you can't make them. You also can't buy them. Even though you only plan to wear them after Tisha B'Av, so you're not going to wear them now. You didn't make them now. You can't buy them either. The dumya dosrin and leil in your kibbutz are filling with mechubasim mechapsin lanir. The same way, you can't wear laundry clothing. You can't wash to leave it after Tisha B'Av. So you can't wear new garments. You can't buy to leave it after Tisha B'Av either. So he doesn't know what to eat. Again, it's shuri. He's allowed to do the amount which he needs to be able to have a pranosa. Ovil, after the first few days, Ovil's also in malacha. But after the first few days, he doesn't know what to eat. He's allowed to do work to be able to maintain himself. The minig is the hakol b'zem. Mashafil of the Yisrael nogo l'hakol. Now, so how are you being makel for Yisrael? How can give you the garment, you know, to do? And the answer is in the Marishan, the son of Loi, Kanem Rosh Chodesh, Derech Rosh Chodesh, Pshita Da'asar Litan Loi. The Jew gave you the work beforehand. He came to you and you fitted him and you measured him and you started working on the garment during the night. You continue working during the period of the 9 days after Rosh Chodesh. It's mutter since he gave it to you beforehand. Now, a case where it's known that it's a goy, he's working for a goy, Avlim Yadua Nunbeis, Ratzalar, the Medina, Uman, Ha'oise, Bishil Akum, Bavari, Enon Samech Bezet. You don't, I mean, it's not considered, you're like, you're happy you're making money, okay, but that's not the simcha we're talking about. The person enjoys the fact that he has the garment, what's gave him the garment, you know. They lost a rock, Mishum Marasayan, Jeez, Bushu, Husha Yisrael. People think he's doing it for a Jew. Zekar Matkila, Stam, Osala, Sesan, Lacherim, Hanafil Lakum. Zekar, if you do him a force, it's normally he's doing it for a goy. Mutar Filo, Kaba, Malacha, Acher, Rishkadish, Alasas. You can even get it afterward, Rishkadish, and continue doing it. Vice versa, to give to a non Jewish woman, a non Jewish tailor, Uman Achrim, Veloy Yisrael, Kimishu Acher, Rishkadish, Chana. You can't give it to a Jewish worker to work that. Tom Shekela was a Yosem Kibus, the Shinel Yabas Sepsa Gimel, Fishadin, Enon Shaloy, Vilnikri Shmoyola. By the case of Kibus, it's my garment to which the Goy is washing for me. Right now, it's not my garment, really. He's making it, and I'll buy it off of him. He's making it for me, but at the end of the day, it's not mine yet. So that's where we're more maker over here. Okay, let's hold it here.